Hello and welcome to This Might Be The News. My name's Rory and this week I am joined by my friend Sophie.
Hi.
And my friend James.
Hello.
How are you both?
Yeah, I'm really good actually.
Feeling very sprightly, even though it's Friday and it's been a long week.
Great. Well, are you both ready to discuss some current affairs?
Always ready to delve
into
the week's events.
I'm more than ready. I think I'm more ready this week than I've been.
You've got a little notepad filled with notes.
You look focused today. I can see there's literally full pages of notes.
I know. I've tied back the braid and I've opened up the notebook. And all I can say, listeners, is get yourself ready, get yourself strapped in for some facts.
You made this promise at the beginning of the year that this was going to be the year of you on the podcast where you were going to be the prepped person.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, 3 months later you've delivered.
I think as long as you deliver in the end, it doesn't matter the timescale.
Q1, it counts.
The fans have been rooting for you for the last 6 to 9 months. She's gonna put out the bag at some point.
Well, this is the week, guys. So get psyched.
Just like, don't expect it though, because that's when I fail.
Well, so basically, probably a one-time only. Don't think this is the norm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just be happy when it does happen,
yeah,
but it won't happen
that's
often.
That's exactly the ethos I live by.
Enjoy the next 40 minutes for what it is. So we're not going to talk about Trump attacking Syria.
That is a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah. We're not going to talk about the bloody battle over Gibraltar that...
the Battle of Gibraltar.
That's been going on for a bit, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about something different for once, which is nice, and something that I know absolutely nothing about. I know the headline,
yeah,
as usual. But
I mean, that is very much in keeping with the normal podcast. You not knowing anything other than the headline,
and that's why I enjoy our first feature, which is the facts.
Facts.
So the facts. I've been seeing some headlines. I'm gonna say some words. Pepsi.
Cola.
Advert.
TV. Oh wait, are we doing... I think we're doing different games.
You're doing a game.
I was doing word association.
You're making it a game.
I'm just saying words. Guess. Okay.
And some sort of Kardashian.
Yes, so Kendall Jenner got into some hot water.
Kendall Jenner. Do they ever call her Ken-Jen?
I don't think they have, but maybe we
can
could get
can we call her Ken-Jen? Because I keep getting her name, I keep calling her like all sorts. The K part of it, I keep getting wrong.
I mean, to be fair, if you have 5 children and name them all names beginning with K, and they're all the same, and they're all girls.
Hang on, is she related to the Kardashians?
Yeah, she's their half-sister.
Oh, okay, well that's a revelation. Because I must say, although I've got a lot of facts about what's been going on,
yeah.
I don't have the backstory, I've never watched, and I wouldn't actually mind, you've watched it, Tiffin, right?
It's not something I advertise. My old housemate Katie, who's been on the podcast,
yeah,
was really into it, and I've just by virtue of living with her seen more.
Can you
than...
give me a brief synopsis of the Kardashians and kind of like what the vibe is?
What is their deal?
Basically, so it's a reality show that just follows them around in their day to day lives. They're all quite materialistic. There are some amusing moments for sure.
Who's involved?
So you obviously got Kim, you got Chloe,
yeah,
you got Courtney. Quite often their spouses factor into it. So I think maybe in the later series, like even Kanye's been in it.
And then you've got the
matriarch, which is Kris Jenner.
Oh, she sounds mean.
Kris is, and that's a mum, is it?
Yeah, like K-R-I-S, Kris Jenner.
Oh, okay, I've got facts about her.
And then you've got Bruce, formerly Bruce, now Caitlyn Jenner, who obviously their dad.
Transformed.
Yeah,
transgender.
Yeah, he's transgender. She's transgender.
Oh my god, there is... Like, that's...
How did you miss all of this?
Because I never, ever watch this. Like, I'm never that person that sits down in front of the TV.
Okay, and just to complete it, and then you've got Kylie and Kendall Jenner, who are the children of Chris and Bruce, and the other Kardashian children. They've got a dad, I think, who's dead now.
And do they all get on?
For the most part, I think, obviously, there's, you know, they're all quite dramatic, so invariably, like, every episode, I really sound like the saddest man of all.
keep going, just hearing myself.
What are their roles? Like, so, obviously, in the Spice Girls, you've got all the, like,
so I think,
baby.
Like, Kim's, like, you know, she's the famous one. She's always the one that, like, in the episode...
It's always about her.
Yeah. Courtney's just sort of in the background doing her own thing. Kendall and Kylie, when I watched it, they were basically like teenagers, so they weren't really, like, doing much. They were just sort of, like...
Who's the cool one?
I would say the best character is Courtney's husband. He's called Scott.
Yeah,
and he's just like
normal name.
He's quite pithy, and he's just constantly like rinsing all of them. That was the main reason that I enjoyed it.
You really related to him. Okay, well that's a really good backstory because
Just to give you, obviously nothing to do with the story, but now at the very least our listeners will know the dynamic of the Kardashian family.
And so Ken Jen, what, she's like the baby of the group?
Yeah, we're going with Ken Jen now.
Let's just keep up with Ken Jen.
She's the second
Ken Jen, if you want to know.
She's the second youngest. So she's like, I think she's about 20. Okay. But she's a model in her own right now.
And
of course she is.
She's a big deal on Instagram, isn't she?
Oh, they've all got massive Instagram and Twitter. They're like,
but is Ken Jen the one where, because it's now recreated all the time, where she made her hair like hearts? Is that her or is that Kylie?
Sorry, what?
you got to skip my knowledge there. Can you get a picture up of this?
I remember seeing that.
How do you make your hair like hearts?
Well,
like fun fluffy candy floss hearts or.
Like anatomically accurate hearts?
Or like left ventricular?
A vena cava cornrow going through it?
You'll see.
Oh, that's very clever though, isn't it?
We're looking at it now.
So listeners, if you want an interactive experience, just Google.
Looks like someone with really weird curlers in.
It's like Morticia Adams lying on the floor and she's managed to put her hair into the shape of hearts around her head.
I can only imagine.
I mean, only in that Morticia Adams also has black hair.
I think
she looks dead as well.
It looks like it probably took about 4 hours and a team of 10 to put together. But just Google Kendall Jenner heart's hair and you'll see what we're looking at, and then this will be a slightly better listening experience.
Can we try and recreate this
with you after?
I mean, we can try and tame the unruly curls.
I think we might need more than 4 hours.
I think we need like gel, like old school 16-year-old boy gel.
We've just found our task force. It's just make Sophie Kendall. So, anyway, so she's a big deal on Instagram, which means that she would be the perfect candidate for Pepsi to speak to a new millennial audience.
Absolutely.
Which is what the soft drink companies like to do nowadays, isn't it? Because that's their audience, the young people of the generation.
I feel like you do get too old for Pepsi.
I mean, I will never get too old for Pepsi Max. I haven't told you the guys.
If you're drinking Pepsi Max at 60, I mean.
I just to say, I'm an absolute huge fan of Pepsi Max. And always have been. I don't know when I'm going to.
If anyone at Pepsi is listening, please ignore the next 50 minutes of us probably about to slag you off loads. And then send Sophie a big box of Pepsi Max.
Please do.
Where do you land on regular Pepsi? Is it?
No, because it's got. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this because it's all rubbish for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
But for me, like having a can of Coke or a can of Pepsi, like that's a big decision because that's a lot of like empty sugar.
A lot of sugar, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that Pepsi Max, in my way, has always just been like the tastiest non-sugar thing. But then it's got all these other additives, so I feel like I should get back on it.
It's been a very passive advert for Pepsi Max.
We're balancing it because I think we're probably going to say some not so positive things.
I think so. So, right. So, to cut to the chase very slowly.
So, first 5 minutes, nothing about the story.
Kendall Jenner, Ken Jen, has been the star of Pepsi's latest TV ad. Or
have you seen
internet.
It, first of all?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
So can you just tell me?
Should we walk through it?
Yeah,
talk me through
it. I'd like to walk you through it.
Please do.
Opening scene.
Opening scene. Imagine Lion by Bob Marley's son.
Yeah.
Playing in a kind of like modern way.
Yeah, someone's covered it. It's cool
his son.
And hit.
Still his son.
Is it actually?
I think it's his grandson.
I thought you were just saying.
So
like,
already there's the context of obviously him being this kind of liberal, free speech, hippie kind of vibe going on.
It's a big anti-Trump movement song, the song Lions.
Oh, that's got back context.
Yeah, it's about sort of the whole anti-Trump sentiment, and the lions are like awakening the lions and
stirring themselves.
The younger generation who are going to resist this Trump thing.
First and foremost, we should probably say that the whole advert, according to Pepsi's eyes, is all about the idea of living in the moment. So what they've managed to do is gather together probably about 150 of the most good-looking models of various different races.
Yeah.
And put them together on the streets, right. Making a protest with things on the signs such as "Have a conversation."
Yeah,
and
just really generic platitudes. Like, keep the peace sign.
Love beats hate.
Yeah, just like let's all get along.
Conversation, voice. That's but separate signs.
Wouldn't it be better if we were caffeinated?
Yeah, some of them have cornrows, some of them have dungarees, some of them are, you know.
Why didn't you have the call up?
I really should have done.
I would have loved it if they'd just thrown in one person with a sign that just said, like, fuck Coke.
Yeah. like a Where's Wally situation.
Yeah. Spot the hang on a minute, where did that get
Spot
in there?
The imposter.
Okay, so it starts off with a load of beautiful people protesting about
it doesn't
nothing.
Actually start off like that. That is basically the theme of it, but it starts off with a man on the roof playing a cello.
As you do.
Yeah.
And they kind of track out from the shot of this guy playing a cello, and his hair is sweaty, and he's in a fervour of playing this cello, which is obviously a very hip.
He's the kind of man who would make classical music cool again. He's Asian.
He's Asian. And then he ends up in a room and he's playing the cello.
Yeah.
And then he suddenly stops his amazing music making and picks up a very, so cold you can see the little droplets of ice on the Pepsi.
Yeah.
Picks up a Pepsi can and drinks that and looks out the window pensively.
Okay.
And then we cut to the streets where we see all these good looking protesters protesting with, you know, conversation and peace and stuff. And then we track back to him again, and he looks out and he stands on the balcony with his can of Pepsi and looks out and thinks, I want to be part of that. And I want to be part of that moment.
But I also want to take my cello.
Yeah.
Crucially, he's got a big blue cello case on his back.
I've got something to contribute to this this movement. It's a cello.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you meant as in you had something to contribute to the discussion.
Rory does not.
No.
So as he
not.
Walks out of this amazing building, which, I mean, I don't know how much money this obviously struggling musician has, but it's a...
To be fair, it doesn't say that he lives there. He could just be playing his
cello.
No,
it looks like it's just a recording, like a studio room.
It's a sparse room.
If you go to London and get a studio room, you're looking at like white plastic walls and like maybe like something on the door saying
it didn't look like
room
it'd been,
three.
It didn't. It wasn't soundproofed. No. I mean, the window was open for God's sake.
Yeah, absolute nightmare.
Anyway, we're obviously
anyway,
getting
so
really
they go
into...
out. They go out, and then suddenly it pans to these women, all sort of sitting in a cafe watching the protest go on, drinking Diet Coke, of course, because that's what women drink.
They've got to watch their weight, obviously.
Pepsi.
So they're drinking Diet Pepsi. Yeah.
Yeah, in bottles as well, because they're more sophisticated.
A little bit
of
sexism as well, just pepper that in.
Woo!
Yep.
If they were thinking it. And anyway, as the protest goes on the whole time, Kendon is kind of going through a photo shoot, and she's looking out longingly, and you kind of catch her moment of her looking out, and then eventually she catches.
So she's like, but if only I could be with the people.
Yes.
So she's got like a blonde wig, and like she's all made up. She's got this lipstick on.
Yeah.
And she's obviously seeing that and going, "Ooh, I like." Actually, no, wait. Because there's a crucial moment.
Hang on, before we get to that, there's also another character in this, which is a woman in a sari with a nose pierced.
Yeah.
A westernized.
Yeah, she's got skinny jeans on so she's really interesting.
But she's also a photographer, and you can see her getting really like creatively blocked, and she's crossing out all these what are they called, like prints that she's obviously like not happy with. And she eventually gets annoyed, and she sees the protest, grabs her camera, and gets out there.
It's a real call to arms.
Yeah,
everyone's being called, the
cello player, the woman that's integrated in her sari, and Kendall Jenner with her wig.
So Ken Jenner's watching the whole thing, and she's like, obviously I'm doing my photo shoot. Hot cello guy walks past, gives her this roguish wink,
like, come on, join the movement.
And then she's like, all right, now that there's a hot guy involved, I'm in.
Yeah.
Wig comes off. She wipes her face, like, to take her sort of plum lipstick off.
No smearing. Perfectly comes off.
Well, it cuts away, doesn't it? Yeah. And then suddenly she's in a sort of little jacket that looks almost sort of police-esque, doesn't it? But she's got she grabs a can of Pepsi from a nice bucket.
Yeah.
Which is at every protest. There's always a bucket of Pepsi on ice.
Yeah. And I would say she saunters more than walks.
It's definitely a saunter.
Absolutely. So she saunters towards a line of police.
Yeah.
All sexy police, I should add.
Yeah. Of course.
Because there's no old fat guys in that.
Yeah. Sounds like this was shot in Sexy Town.
Absolutely. And she hands the guy the can of Pepsi. The guy smiles at her.
Yeah.
And suddenly everyone cheers. The lady takes a picture of this. The lady in the sari takes a picture of this. Everyone cheers. It's like, oh my God, we're all together on this. Everything's great. And then suddenly this woman who takes the picture gets hugged immediately, because they know immediately that it's a great picture, because essentially, and this is the root of it and why everyone is so angry, is because they are doing a like parody of what happened. I'm going to have to look at my notes now.
With
Aisha Evans. When she was standing up against in LA.
Right. It was part of the Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I think that's the general thing that they, people feel that they've sort of tapped into.
And this wonderful woman stood up to the police in that regard.
Yeah.
And was a mother and a nurse.
And it was a big deal and it actually mattered.
And it was a random thing. She walked up, she was in a dress and it was just an amazing photo. And it was like these three policemen around her.
Yeah.
And it was a very kind of, the way that they captured like the photographer, Jonathan Bashman.
Yeah.
Captured it. It was amazing. It was beautiful. Like her in a dress standing there peaceful with all these police around her.
Yeah.
It's cracking photo.
It was incredible, yeah.
And so they're saying that like not only they're capitalising on that Pepsi, they're also trivialising it.
Yeah, so their then slogan comes up like live louder, live bolder.
Yeah.
Right.
Which yeah. Live in the moment.
Yeah.
Is the insinuation in this advert that a Pepsi can sort of solve everything?
I think this is basically what people have really jumped on, and there's been a lot of like parody of it. I think Martin Luther King's daughter.
Yeah, Bernice King said, "If only Daddy could have known about the power of Pepsi." Wait,
that movement would have been a lot quicker.
And she also like linked a photo of Martin Luther King struggling against like armed police.
I thought you were saying holding a Pepsi.
So yeah,
in some downtime.
I think there's a few things. So obviously, I think the main thing people have taken issue with is the fact that they've clearly trivialised this really important movement. I think the fact they went for Kendall Jenner hasn't helped. I don't think she's like a super relatable kind of like, she's just like us. Like she's part of probably one of the most famous families on the planet and a family that's famous for being quite shallow and materialistic.
Yeah, born with a silver spoon in her mouth.
Yeah.
Didn't even need to be at the protest. She was having a nice photo shoot, actually.
So weird, though, how they do... You know, we often talk on this podcast about activism being a source of a marketing, but it's funny that... And obviously, from Pepsi's perspective, you've got to kind of think, yeah, they are trying to look for someone who's in touch with... you know, the young generation, but yeah, to go so hard, I mean, so hard with that parody on the activism angle and pick someone who is so ignorant.
But how did it get through? Like presumably an advert like that has got to be seen by tens, if not hundreds of people and signed off by quite a few.
But also, do you know what? They released it on the anniversary of Martin Luther King's assassination.
Didn't. Jeez, what is wrong with... But how did someone not go... Guys, can I just hand up here? Feels a little bit like we're trivialising that movement. Should we turn it down a little bit?
Wait, no. So do we think it was intentional that they released it on Martin King's?
Absolutely,
that would be such a coincidence.
Because The Guardian wrote an article and they said it was on Martin Luther King Day and it was actually on Martin Luther King's assassination, but it was definitely intentional. That's why I think Bernice King... reacted to it.
You can imagine that how that conversation went in the Pepsi marketing team. Guys, are we doing anything for? Are we doing anything for Martin?
What days
King?
Are coming up? What days?
Right. So no.
Coca-Cola backwards from the day.
Coca-Cola owns Christmas. What can we own? We can own Martin Luther King getting assassinated. No one wants to touch that with a fucking barge pole. We'll own that. We'll tell that story. Who's around? Who's part of that movement? Oh no, everyone's busy. Ken Jen.
Do you think though, like back in the day in the 90s when the Diet Coke advert came out and that sexy man who was not even...
With the... I don't want you.
Which we all remember and is amazing. But would that now been seen as like objectifying men?
Yeah, it was a simpler time back then. Men could be objectified. There was no...
I would say, and we can get back to sort of the... I can't even say it. Furor.
Yeah.
Over this, but it does feel.
I just
like...
said Fuhrer.
You should work for Pepsi.
We can get back to the Fuhrer later, but it does feel like the internet kicks off about bloody everything these days,
well,
doesn't it?
Oh, a lot of the articles is what they're saying, which is quite interesting, is that the internet has come together. So when they talk, this Pepsi advert is all about people coming together. Now, no one's divided on this. Everyone on the internet is annoyed about it. No one. To the point where Pepsi put a statement out,
right,
which was so lame, saying they were trying to project a global message of peace and unity and understanding. And it was obviously like miscommunicated, essentially. And then at the end of it, brilliantly, they put... and we'd like to apologise to Ken Jen
for her issues. Oh, poor Ken Jen.
No, but then I read it was because of Kris Jenner, who I didn't know who Kris Jenner was, but obviously her mum has got
power.
An apology, and I think by the sounds of it, she's pretty savvy.
She's a
don't pretend you don't know. Is she like the puppet master?
She pulls all the strings.
Right.
She's the kind of person, like, she would just call and berate you until she got her own way.
So Ken Jen's got an apology out of it. So move over Martin. Martin's at the back of the queue.
Yeah.
And his legacy, waiting for an apology. Kendall, so she gets an apology for what? For being made to do the advert?
Well, being tarnished.
Then what's hilarious is it comes out that there's also like a behind the scenes thing that was made. And in the behind the scenes, she stated, it's really exciting. I think it's an honour to follow in some of the most iconic people's footsteps. It's really cool. I'm really excited about it. It's a dream come true.
Whose fucking footsteps? Who's been in the Pepsi ad?
But also, like, she's not done anything. How is she following in their footsteps?
Well, she's, you know, she gave a can of Pepsi to a fake policeman in a video. That's the same, right?
But, like, what, like, iconic people to her, who are they?
Her sisters.
I think
Kate Moss. I don't know. Like,
weirdly, I was going to say Kate Moss. I think that's just she's like the most sort of famous.
Well, she's a model and she's a bit of fuck up, you know.
So have Pepsi now pulled the advert.
The advert's gone. I mean, I would respect them more if they had just said, "Look, I'll be honest. We were trying to sell a lot of Pepsi and it backfired."
Can I also say within that point, sorry, of what she said. It's a dream come true. What are her other dreams? I don't get that.
I think the first thing, like number one on the dream list, which we've actually now done
making
for her.
Making some money on her own.
I was going to say, just get Ken Jen trending.
Yeah.
We'll make that happen.
You're welcome, Ken Jen.
And actually, it sounds to me like the Kardashians, like that's sort of what their thing is.
That'd be
like
so on brand for them. But I just to say one thing that I don't think we've touched on, and I know we've been talking for quite a long time on this now.
Yeah.
And I'll try and keep it brief. But another thing that people are quite angry about is it's the cultural appropriation element of it.
Big phrase.
It's basically just, you know, people taking things from other cultures that are significant within that culture. So the Kardashians have actually been accused of it before. So there's sort of been talk of them appropriating a lot of black culture.
Right.
So I think recently Kylie, who's Kendall's sister, Instagrammed herself with cornrows, and
hashtag we love cornrows on this podcast.
And I think obviously had to mention it.
It's a very long hashtag.
My favourite.
But I think the problem with that is it's fine to an extent if you're going to do that, but you then have to advocate the elements of that culture which are important. So, you know, the civil rights aspect of black culture is a massive thing because there's been so much history there. And when you just go, look at me, aren't these cornrows pretty? Aren't I great?
Again,
it trivialises that entire culture.
And I know we do need to wrap this up, but just to end on the fact that there's another celeb out there at the moment who might be sort of starting to become part of this debate, and that's Lindsay Lohan, who started reading the Quran, so the Daily Mail tells me. And she started donning like a burkini and getting little photo shoots on the beach of her doing some paddleboarding.
So she's trying to own the whole like Muslim chic.
Yeah, can I just read you a caption, one of the photos from the Daily Mail? It said, Lindsay Lohan donned a burkini as she went paddleboarding in Phuket, Thailand, last week.
Oh my God. Oh dear, so cultural appropriation, Pepsi trying to sell their wares. I mean, what?
Their wares, it's just Pepsi, mate. Well, they don't have any other products.
I'm sure we could find ourselves some Pepsi baseball caps if that's what we wanted. The world doesn't want their fizzy drinks to be meaningful.
Or Lucozade, like, don't do that.
Represent,
they're my fave.
Represent a movement or make me feel like because you drink Pepsi that me and you have anything in common. Like, that is just like it's. And also, every time anyone gets a Pepsi, it's because they actually wanted a Coke and the place didn't have any Coke. So, sorry, Pepsi.
And following the steps of like Orangina, who like literally their adverts are literally like a woman swimming in a pool and then someone opening an Orangina can.
Does anyone else find, just to finish up, that the only places that sell Pepsi are Chippies and off licences? Yeah. I feel like I've never seen Pepsi in a restaurant.
I mean, I've got a stash in my cupboard all the time, but it works.
Yeah, dodgy pubs.
Yeah.
Well, we end on that note. Ken Jen, we'll see you at a dodgy pub sometime.
See you at a Spoons.
Soon. Thank you both for helping me with the facts.
Task Force.
So, Task Force. Yet again, I'm going to need some help from the two of you to guide me through this one. Because I didn't have a clue what it was about. I've had a call from a big deal in the Hollywood TV industry. I imagine his name
Shall I tell you an interesting fact that might link to this? Because I know what the Task Force is.
Yeah.
Do you want to say what the task force is? And then
Okay.
But I can tell you.
That is typically how this
I can tell you who it's from. So you should have the call from Carrie Fisher in the grave.
Dark.
No, interesting.
I'm just going to hang some like Hollywood exec who's called like Bob Lightning or something.
Well, say what the task force is and I'll say you an interesting fact about Carrie Fisher.
So he, this guy called and said...
What, Carrie Fisher?
No, Bob Lightning.
Bob Lightning.
Oh, God.
Bob Lightning, talent agent.
Talent agent to the stars. And he said, basically, he works at like HBO or something. And everything's been going swimmingly this year. All the TV shows going really well. And then apparently there is a big TV writers' strike coming around the corner. And I don't know if you remember it. Last time it happened in, I think, 2007. All the TV writers quit or like went on strike, and all the TV shows like stopped midway and ended really badly.
Yeah, I remember this because I was really into Scrubs at the time.
I think Scrubs went wrong. Heroes.
Surely someone else wrote them.
No, season 7 of Scrubs is like 13 episodes long and just wildly, like, it doesn't make sense. There's no consistency.
So basically, Bob Lightning has called and said, this is going to happen again. Rory, I want to get on top of this and be ready. If this does happen, I want you to write me the next big show. The next Game of Thrones, the next Breaking Bad. I need ideas. I need the team. You need to get the team together and you need to write me like a 20-episode show. That is the task force.
Okay.
No big deal. Last week we sorted the environment out, so
can we just have a simple one week? Can it just be like, what, build a paper mache egg,
help me put up a shelf?
Yeah.
Next week
we'd struggle with that, you and I.
I've got terrible hand-eye coordination.
That's actually an ambition on my list, to put up a shelf. Just to give you a little interesting fact about Carrie Fisher, known within Hollywood not for her role in Star Wars, but for the amount of script editing she used to do.
And she wrote some things as well, didn't she?
She did so much, but most of what she was known for in Hollywood was all the stuff behind the scenes with the script editing.
And she sorted out a lot of comedy scripts.
Loads.
You met her, didn't you? Did she tell you that in person?
No, someone told me why.
Was she just sat there in the room going?
I know. Obviously, you were desperate to have it mentioned, but you couldn't drop it in yourself.
No, so not at all. I just thought it was an interesting fact because I think lots of people just think that she just was an actress and just know her from Star Wars.
I didn't know that. Actually, and it has increased my respect for her. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it was already quite high, but
she was much, much more.
Should we get back on task?
So James, you know a little bit more about this strike. Can you add in any extra colour?
It's overpay.
Okay.
As
fair
often
pay.
Most strikes are. they basically said they're not getting enough money. To be fair, there's probably something to it proportionally in terms of like what the stars and the talent, I'm doing quotation marks there.
Okay.
It probably is disproportionate. So the main kind of shows that are going to be affected are all of the daily talk shows and the nightly talk shows. So things like Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon. Don't know, there's no name for Jimmy's.
I'm sure there's a third Jimmy somewhere.
James Corden, you could be called Jimmy.
He could be Jimmy Corden, for sure.
Jimmy Corden.
Saturday Night Live.
And then anything else that's not been finished. Yes. So stuff like, I think Game of Thrones has been written, so that's all good.
Okay, we're safe. Yeah. We're safe.
We've got some work to do, guys.
Okay, so I think we want to write like a binger. You know, like everyone likes a binge.
Something on Flix.
Netflix might buy it after we've like...
A binger, Rory?
I'm not actually. I think I get distracted. I really like the idea of binging, and then
I'm like, you got told me off for not watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but I am someone who is an absolute
tell
binger.
You off. I'm not here like, guys, you've all got to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I admitted that in a period of my life.
You were surprised.
Have you ever binged on a Kardashian? Or just the Kardashian?
That makes it sound like I've like so cannibalised one of them. No, I haven't.
No, it sounds like you're...
Where is Courtney and what have you done with her?
No, I mean, she's...
Are you a binger?
I want to say I'm not, but...
No, that's cool.
I think there was one, the worst example was, have you seen Designated Survivor?
No. It's like Jack Bauer.
Yeah, I started that at like 10 o'clock on a Tuesday and stayed up until 3, like 4 in the morning. I worked the next day. that's how into it I got.
It doesn't matter. The amount of, so I got really into, about a year and a half ago, I got really into Suits.
Yeah,
great show.
Great show. Sexy lawyers doing sexy things in New York City. Check it out, everyone. But what used to happen is Paul, who was obviously my housemate, I think people probably gather now.
A regular.
Paul used to walk in of an evening and be like, "You're right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, I'm good." And he's like, "You're watching Suits?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sorry. Bit busy." And so for probably about three days he couldn't talk to me. It's the point I was doing my makeup in the mirror still watching Suits. Like, there was no...
Did it get to the point where you'd like want to tell him an anecdote about your day and it just involved the characters from Suits?
Not even that. Like, he'd be like, how's your day been? And I'm like, yeah, good.
So Harvey, he had a really big case.
I was just like, I have no chat because I was like, I need to get in and watch this program. I just get really obsessed
with
it. So
can we rip off Suits? Is there like a Suits, like accountant?
Do you know what? I think it's really important because you've got to take what works.
Okay, tell me.
We've done this before. Didn't we do this with the Christmas advert where we just combined, or I swear we did something before, we just combined lots of other famous things.
That's definitely usually my usual tactic.
I'm sure you've done this before. It's a John Lewis advert. We combined all the previous John Lewis adverts.
You've got an idea already.
The idea I had is that, so what they typically do when they have a strike and what they did last time was they either do reality shows because they don't need any writing.
Great.
So I was thinking, you know, what do people like? They love the celebrity reality shows, you know, like Celebrity Fat Camp, Celebrity Auction House,
Celebrity Death.
What else do people love? Yeah, not that. I'm not just going to kill celebrities for TV, okay. Although I'm sure we could find ones that we would want
to. Don't take anything off the table. Yes. Yeah. Task Force.
Cough, Bieber, what? Just kidding. Libel, whatever. What else do people love? Dogs.
Right.
So,
I'm not a fan of them.
Where am I going with this? Tell us. Celebrity Crufts.
Right, okay, I like it.
Tell me you wouldn't watch that. You can't, because you would.
So basically it's celebrities that own dogs.
Yeah.
And they take them to the Birmingham NEC Centre.
Yeah, and they enter them in crufts.
And is Claire Balding involved?
100%.
Absolutely.
So I wasn't on board until you said Claire Balding.
And now...
Sorry, is Sandy Toksvig getting involved too?
I'd like to pair her with someone that you maybe wouldn't expect, maybe like Craig Charles.
Oh my God, it's like Bake Off all over again.
Just, yeah, really mix it up.
Craig Charles?
Who did Robot Wars and Red Dwarf.
Yeah, I've been to like one of his gigs.
Oh yeah.
He's a DJ, he's like a funky soul DJ. To be honest, he was rubbish.
He's not DJ.
You heard it first.
He's lost the gig. What about Nick Knowles? Can he be involved?
Always happy to get Nick on board.
Nick Knowles, Claire Ball.
What about Philip Schofield?
Well, he makes,
I think, four's the limit.
He makes everything, any show he's involved in, magical. So.
I know, I just think he's amazing.
So you've got them, and they're like a mixture of judges, presenters, and then the celebrities come in. And is it the same things where they just walk them around, or are there any dog challenges?
I think you'd want to kind of get the celebrity aspect to the dog challenges. So they like, maybe there's one where their dog has to do their makeup, which, just saying out loud, I realise is one of the stupidest things.
But also, you have to realise, we've definitely done this in my head, this is an English programme, whereas we're meant to be in America, right? They don't value certain stuff.
So in America, you just need to do 10x. You need to times it by 10. How can we make this bigger? Are they on drugs? Do we put everyone on drugs? The dogs on drugs? The celebrities on drugs?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Celebrities recovering from drug addictions with dogs.
Yes, amazing.
And they are like...
Oh, I like that ad, yeah.
Cast to one of them in their room shaking whilst the dog's pouring at the door.
But I think that's lovely because it's got a sense of heart about it, and I think that's what really drives people.
We need an emotional connection.
You need redemption. Yeah. You need a moment for some soft piano to come in. I don't know.
Do you reckon we need...
Yeah, you need a really good backing track.
Yeah, come in. And
get
Pro Green on it.
I don't want Professor Green anywhere near this.
No, I'm not having him anywhere.
Are people not keen on him now?
I've never been.
Did you ever watch? There was a reality TV thing he did, and I really liked him.
Didn't he do like, what is it? It's the lip syncing one or something.
No, I didn't. I think he does host
Yost Britain's terrible version.
It's quite cool.
What we do need, though, we do need famous dogs if we're going to do it. So, what was the one that won Britain's Got Talent?
I actually met that dog, sorry. Name drop, if I can't name it though.
No, I do. Pudsey? No.
Pudsey in the air. So Ashley was her name.
If he's still alive, get him in.
And
he'll be like the one to beat. So he'll do it first, and they're like,
can I
sweep from Sooty and Sweep?
This is awful that I'm admitting this, and I never like to talk about this. But do you guys know I was actually on a dating dog show?
I do vaguely.
I never like to talk about this, which is why I'm bringing.
I'm only bringing it up now because it's funny.
Yeah, okay.
And there's no archive of it. We won't be able to find this. But I did. I had to go. Your dog went on a date with this guy. So three dogs went on a date with one guy.
Yeah.
And he spent some time with the dogs, right. And then he picked the dog that he thought he'd fancy the owner the most. And I was up against like a really fit woman with a Beethoven, right. And another woman who was sweet but bitch, you know.
And this was.
And a smaller dog.
A bit what? A bit?
Well, I don't like to say that word.
Okay. The listeners can fill in. She was a bit something.
Something. And then... and then she had a really small dog. So mine was the medium-sized dog. Anyway, who won?
Was it Bear?
Bear won.
Amazing.
Sophie's dog, Bear.
Not a bear. He's a Spaniel. He's a King Charles Spaniel.
He's not a king. He's a working cocker. But
I'm sorry.
No, name after Bear Grylls because he's an explorer.
He really is.
Thoughts about that. But no, he actually won, so we went on this date.
How was it? I imagine you're married now.
It was tough. He'd been on Take Me Out like 3 months earlier.
He was a lifer. He actually
told me that I should sort my social media profile out because I was going to get loads of hits. I was like, I really don't think Fern Britton's excerpt on a Tuesday night of Date My Dog is going to get me a real big social media profile.
You didn't say it was hosted by Fern Britton. That was a selling point.
Series one, no series two.
I feel like you had an idea and we've just run with mine.
Yeah. My ideas. Sorry, yeah. To go back to actual task.
I was going to say, we need to like move. I want a binger. I want some sort of drama.
Okay, well, I can hit you with a binger.
Yeah,
okay?
Tell me.
So I'm massively into crime dramas, like addicted almost.
Love it.
And again, Paul often walks in and I'm like, sorry, can't talk. I am watching The Bridge or...
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're a shit person to live with. Just I'm watching like... TV all the time. Never talking to your housemate.
Busy.
Sophie. Sorry, Paul. Crime drama's on. Can't talk.
It genuinely is like that. But we're quite active people outside and that's important. Anyway, so I think that you need something. So you were saying Suits. Suits is nice. Nice because they all have money. They look amazing. And they've got... they can do anything, but they always have problems that seem really awful. I also like Homeland.
Yeah, that's serious.
Yeah, serious again. Like, it's all about the context and what's at stake. So I feel like there needs to be something. I do love a period drama as well. So I wonder whether we do something like Russian Spy. Right. But I wonder whether Russian Spy in like a modern day world, like whether we add in a new sense of like parody with what's going on in our world. Could be edgy.
Alternate reality is quite popular now. Like, so there's the one, The Man in the High Castle, and it's like if the Nazis had won. So you could do something like that. If
a
major historical event has gone a different way.
SSGB. SSGB, and I tried to watch that, wasn't
it? Okay, so we've got Russians, we've got lawyers, we've got a bit like, I don't know, periods we need. It needs to be set in the past.
What about someone in the Russian government now?
Yeah.
A sexy woman. Let's have women because a lot of the TV and stuff.
TV shows, they always start with a man, don't they?
They do, and this is a massive thing within TV shows is the fact that women aren't right. Like there aren't enough women writing for women.
Guys, I think I've got a leading lady.
Who?
Ken Jen.
No, she's so not
she
the
can't
right
touch
person.
This. We're looking.
She is not touching this. Incredible. I've got like we've Emma got Thompson
give,
on this one.
Guys, we've got to give her a part. It's probably one of her dreams.
Yeah, she could be like. Rock.
I'd love to be an extra in the period drama.
Yeah, she could be girl drinking Pepsi in cafe.
Fucking with her like, Pepsi, Rory,
with her lifetime
Pepsi.
Supply. Yeah. She can bring her own Pepsi.
No.
So we've got a lady based in what she's going to be based in.
I think it should be an English lady, although it's an American series. It should be an English lady. Because I think the Americans love the English accent.
Yeah, they do. They
so we've
do.
Got Emma Thompson in Russia.
No, I think Emma Thompson could maybe be like the M of the situation.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So we want someone younger.
I think we do want someone younger. It's interesting. Actually, I was reading today about the new Doctor Who, and they were saying that maybe
Fleabag.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
That'd be great.
I was thinking, what about Carey Mulligan? Is she someone we like?
I like more about
Phoebe. Let's get Phoebe involved.
Yeah, but I don't know who that is, so this is less fun.
Have you seen Fleabag? Or Crashing, or she's a new comedy talent that's got like a bit of a voice of like women of the generation.
Okay. Take this as homework.
Is she like a sort of British Lena Dunham type character.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but yeah, I suppose that's the only way to.
James and listeners, take that as homework. Fleabag is fantastic. Watch it, and then you'll see why we want to cast her in our Russian.
What, it's on the first series?
In our Russian period drama / contemporary period drama.
Are we doing accents? Is it Russian accents?
Everyone's doing. That's the twist. Everyone's.
She's
doing
also
it
in Broadchurch. She plays the lawyer in the second. Can you show me a picture of that?
We're not doing this.
Right.
I'm reading this. We're not just looking up pictures of TV shows.
I'm a very visual learner.
Right, so she basically goes with the help of Emma Thompson, who recruits her, and maybe she's just like a university. She's a sexy university student. I don't know why I've decided her to be sexy.
How'd you spell her surname?
Wallerbridge. And I think there needs to be a weird parody on the everyday, like dealing with issues. Because Homeland in this series, recent series.
Oh, I've seen her.
Is very much dealing with certain things like fake news and stuff like that. And I think that we could do with something like that.
Now, I've just had a call from Bob, and he said...
Bob Lightning!
Okay, Bob. Yeah. So he likes the idea, but he's like, Game of Thrones it. What that means, as in...
Violence.
There needs
sex.
To be some sort of wizardry.
Oh, okay. Didn't think you were going that way.
I mean, I'm happy to put wizardry in as the writer.
It's HBO, so it's got violence and sex in it as a given. Everyone's tits and dicks and hearts are out because they've been savaged by dogs. Mm-hmm. But there needs to be some kind of fantasy element. How can we do that?
I've got it. So there is a wizard element. What about Rasputin?
Oh, modern day tale of Rasputin.
He's like this sort of Russian, he's like a historical wizard. So like there was something weird about him. So when he got killed, he was shot like 4 times in the chest and thrown in a river, and he apparently came back to life or something.
Legend.
Yeah. I know. But he would be a good, if we're going to go down the Russian.
What about then, what about the main character, this girl?
She'd be his apprentice.
No. Maybe she is the modern Rasputin of the generation.
And she doesn't know it.
And the best thing about it is this character conflict where she just thinks she's an ordinary girl. She's like that sort of Harry Potter-esque. You grow up as an ordinary person.
The reincarnated spirit of Rasputin in Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Right.
In modern day / old-timey Russia. Yeah. This is amazing already.
Yeah, okay. So she's like the ultimate spy. Then she gets in and she gets called in as an advisor to Putin. And then she finds out that she's actually the spirit of Rasputin, which it really has got Putin in it. And so she finds out that she can never die, just like Rasputin. And then there's a sex scene with Donald Trump in it.
But I do think there needs to be a lot of a kind of conversation about Syria, etc. Because I think that's an important thing that lots of people need to learn about.
I also think we should throw Anthony Hopkins in as a villain because he's really good in those roles.
Absolutely, I'm happy to have him in anything.
And parts,
he adds credibility.
And we all get parts too.
Yeah. I'm going to be opposite.
Soldier number 2.
Could I be Kendall's Pepsi companion?
I would be bystander at Russian orgy.
I'd rather be behind the camera, but...
Okay, well...
How much is Bob going to pay us for this? Because this is gold.
This is gold, and it's going to be called Becoming Rasputin.
Oh, nice.
Is it?
I don't know, you can probably come up with a better name.
Yeah, not on the spot, but we'll keep... working title, that's what they call everything, working title.
Working title. Right, so I'm going to call Bob back and go, right, we've got 2 really good ideas. Celebrities coming off drugs, walking dogs, and a modern day drama about someone who discovers that with the spirit of a dead Russian political advisor living inside them.
I think he was also regarded as a wizard, but I think they're both going to go to MTV.
Anyone who's regarded a wizard is good in my books.
This has been great. Thank you both.
Quiz?
So, the quiz. You ready?
Yep.
I've got 5.
I think I won last time. I won against Ed, but then the podcast got lost.
I also won that same quiz. So we'll never know who won.
But what was funny is when I listened back, I forgot all the answers.
Well, I heard you were quite drunk, so that makes sense.
Hey, by the end, but not at the beginning.
Have you swatted up on the news this week?
I've been commuting sort of, kinda. So I know maybe more than I would.
Okay.
Right, you know the rules, say your name when you know the answer. Question number 1, why was Ken Livingston in trouble this week?
So they've opened up the commission as to whether he's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, well, he...
not anti-Semitic, it's not him being anti-Semitic.
Didn't he make comments about like Nazism?
No, yeah,
Sophie, get you your answer.
Yeah, it's about the fact that he was talking about Hitler. Not about being anti-Semitic, it was about being... saying that, oh man, why do I know this? He was saying he couldn't
get to someone with Hitler.
I'm not going to give either of you a point because...
I feel like we're both half there.
Yeah.
Maybe a quarter of a point each?
Okay, half a point each. But I mean, I might as well start you back on zero.
He didn't even back down. He was not going to...
He keeps on going on about the fact that Hitler was a supporter of the Zionist movement in the 30s, which, I mean, it's up for debate, but just stop talking about it. You're not winning that battle. Anyway, Ken, if you're listening, not Ken Jen. Ken Jen's busy looking for new work.
Ken and Ken Jen together.
Ken Liv.
There's a show.
the two Kens. The two Kennys.
It's the new two Ronnies.
The two Kennys fucking Livingston and Jenner.
Living it up.
Living it up with the Kardashians.
I love it.
Ken, there's your TV show, Bob. Question number two. Who is Pamela Anderson rumoured to be having...
James.
Yep. A relationship with right now. It is.
Julian Assange.
Julian Assange. WikiLeaks man. A little white...
Pam,
sort it out. There's better guys out there.
People's standards are dropping.
Also, he can never come to her place.
Come...
No, I just meant because he's in the Ecuadorian embassy and he can't leave. There wasn't a sex joke there. You made it dirty.
Question number three. What is Facebook launching this week?
I don't know what I'm doing.
That isn't a clue. Yeah.
Some sort of photo platform.
Oh, that's good.
James?
Yeah, good broad guess there.
Is it a new algorithm?
No, it's like a guide to how to spot fake news and like sort of counter it. And
they were talking about this on Radio 4 actually today. The fact that, like, why should a social media platform... I came in halfway through the news story. But why should a social media platform be the ones dictating whether news is fake or not fake?
Well, because they have to, because if...
No, they do, but also, like, it's not technically, like, they're not a news platform.
It would have been easy.
And that's what's funny.
But as in, it's more like they have a responsibility because it's like we're just in an era now where... Let's not get into this now.
Yeah.
For another episode of This Might Be The News. Question number four. According to something I just read, what do 26% of Siri users want to do with Siri?
James.
Yeah.
Is it marry it?
No.
Fucking kill it.
No.
James.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. They want 26% of people want to have sex with Siri.
I was genuinely going to say that and she didn't say her name. I don't want to be bitter.
No, let's say if you have it, come on. So yeah, 26% of people want to fuck their imaginary, like, virtual assistant.
Hi, Siri. The amount of times I'm accidentally doing it.
Why does no one want to make an honest woman out of Siri? You know, they just want to use her.
Will you marry me?
Question number five. I feel like I ask this question sort of every month. What, according to Metro, is the latest food trend?
James, yeah. I was just going to say, is it something to do with wanking? Because it always is.
It is not a wank-based
food. Is it dick-shaped food?
It's not dick-based or shaped food.
Gluten-free, I don't know, like bread.
James, is it like instead of eating food, people are like freezing ice cubes in the flavour of the foods they want to eat?
Yeah, blueberry with an ice cube.
We'll pattern that idea now because I like the sound of that. It's charcoal pizza. You burn the pizza to a crisp and then it's apparently good for you because there's no...
What? Like, I swear burnt food has like lots of carcinogenic
properties.
What a
waste of a pizza.
That's for later.
No, but do you know what? Charcoal's really good to put in water.
No, but I've heard if you eat like burnt stuff, that's how you get cancer.
Well, that's the long game, but they just want to lose a few pounds or whatever. So burn those calories off.
Fuck smoking and drinking dark coke, just like the '90s.
Yeah, leave that pizza in 10 minutes too long, guys.
You were a kid in the '90s. You weren't just there like puffing away on the diet coke.
Me and Kate Moss in Croydon.
Kate Moss every time. Anyway, congratulations, Sophie. You are the winner of this week.
What was
I think she
score?
Got 2 points, didn't she? I thought she got 2 points. She got a point for fucking Siri and a point for... No. Okay, it's a draw.
Yeah, look at you trying to cheat me.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, Sophie. Okay, what number am I thinking of under 10?
James.
Six.
Eight.
Keep going.
I said two.
No.
Five.
No.
Three.
Nine.
No.
Ten.
No, you've said every
zero.
Seven.
One.
It's seven. It's always seven. Always seven. The listeners know that.
So you won.
I mean, we literally guessed every single number except the one he was thinking of.
Do you know what? Well done.
There are no winners here, especially the listener. Thank you for joining me on This Might Be The News and see you all next week.
Bye.